Welcome to the Christmas Joy Podcast. Today is December 20th, and it's 5 days until Christmas Day. Hey, everyone. I'm Chris Ann Blair, Christmas coach and founder of ChristmasOrganizing.com, and I'm here to share with you tips and ideas to help you calm the Christmas chaos. Without a plan at Christmas, you can easily get overwhelmed, overspend, overcommit, leave Christ out of Christmas, and more. Don't let Christmas chaos lead to Christmas stress. You deserve to enjoy the Christmas season. Today, I want to share with you about some last-minute travel reminders. Some of those small things can slip your mind as you hurry around to finish up the Christmas preparations. The first reminder is to stop your mail and paper. This is one telltale sign that you are not at home. It's easy to stop your mail. Just go online and fill out the request. Did you know you can even have packages held with most major delivery services if you'll be out of town, so you don't have packages just sitting on the porch? Check out their website or call to find out how to complete a hold. The same is true with your paper. Go to your online account and see if you can have the paper held. If you do not see it online, give them a call. Second tip, fill up your gas tank. This may seem like a simple thing to remember, but the truth is your favorite place to go get gas most likely will have holiday hours, and you do not want to get caught filling up at the more expensive places. The third tip is, if you're going on a long trip, see if you can have your mechanic check the basics of your car. Things like fluid levels, oil, air in your tires, washer fluid, etc. Number four, if you're flying, here are some tips. First, get to the airport early. More people flying means longer lines. Next, for your carry-on bag, remember your liquids need to be 100 ml or less and inside a quart-sized baggie. Third, if you're traveling with gifts, it's best not to wrap them in paper and tape. If there's something suspicious in the package, they will unwrap it. Next, you can take food with you, but not drinks. To save money and eat better, I often take my lunch and just buy a drink behind security, or I take my Yeti filled with ice, but no water. Did you know you can take ice through security? Just make sure there's no water in it. The next tip is to check the TSA prohibited items list before you leave home. You can find that online. Now, don't forget to check with your airline about your luggage fees according to your ticket purchase. Many now only allow you to bring a personal item and charge you for carry-on bags. Don't be left in sticker shock. And one final note about flying. If you do not already have it, purchase trip insurance. You never know what the weather will be like in December. I once got stranded for 5 days in Orlando, Florida because of snow. The snow was everywhere else but Florida and still caused us major issues. Another tip is to get AAA. It can save you money at hotels and more if you have certain levels. It can even provide for trip insurance if you're driving and break down. We get our money's worth every year. One last thing, and this is a biggie. Let your bank and credit cards know where and when you will be traveling. If they think something is wrong, they will lock your card and you can get stranded. I hope with these tips, you can have some happy travels. Thank you for joining me today for this episode of the Christmas Joy Podcast. During the month of December, we'll be having a podcast each day to help you through what can be a chaotic month. In January, the podcast will be once a week and follow our yearly planning schedule to create a Christmas notebook. Visit ChristmasOrganizing.com for more information, and don't forget to sign up for our free newsletter and join us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. Until next time, wishing everyone a Merry Christmas filled with joy.